If I could have your attention, please, I think we'll get started. We've got an excellent program today, so I'd like to start on time.
You're doing a great job at the journal.
You'll all be seated. Thank you. Good morning. I'm Larry Mohn, president of the Manhattan Institute, and thank you all for joining us for our Milton Friedman Day celebration. As you may know, today numerous events are taking place across the United States and around the world to commemorate the life of Milton and the impact of his ideas. The Manhattan Institute, in partnership with the Wall Street Journal and the Donald and Paula Smith Foundation, is honored to be hosting this New York City event. We have assembled a great lineup, and I look forward to hearing our panelists' discussion on the life and legacy of Milton Friedman. In addition, at 9 p.m. tonight, PBS will be showing a 90-minute documentary on Friedman entitled The Power of Choice. I've seen a trailer, and it looks quite interesting. I, for one, am going to try to steal a remote control away from my two teenage daughters and show them what a real American Idol looks like. So wish me luck. Milton Friedman is surely worthy of today's tribute. He was, by anyone's measure, one of the most influential economists in history. It's not an overstatement to say that Friedman built the foundation of modern economic theory that is responsible for so much of the prosperity the United States has enjoyed in recent decades. And his ideas have helped lift millions of people around the world out of poverty in those countries that have been smart enough to embrace them. Friedman also worked hard to make sure market economics informed social policy, most notably in education, where after fighting for 50 years, his philosophy of choice and competition has finally begun to gain traction. Friedman understood the importance of public opinion, and through books, the wonderful Free to Choose documentary series, and many personal interactions, he and his beloved wife, Rose, served as international ambassadors for the principles of economic and individual liberty. His intellect and the energy, generosity of spirit, and moral clarity that he brought to his work will be sorely missed. However, I'm very glad that we who share Milton Friedman's belief in free markets and free people are gathered here today to reflect on the life of this great man and hopefully to rededicate ourselves to the ideals to which he was so tirelessly devoted. I'll now turn the proceedings over to the moderator of our panel, D. Roy Murdoch, who is himself a great champion of individual and economic freedom and a great friend of the Manhattan Institute. D. Roy is a senior fellow of the Atlas Economic Research Foundation, a medial fellow with the Hoover Institution, a distinguished fellow with the National Center for Public Policy Research, and president of Loud and Clear Communications. He is a nationally syndicated columnist with the Scripps Howard News Service and a contributing editor to National Review Online. His weekly opinion column appears frequently in the New York Post and many other newspapers, and he is also a frequent guest on many prominent television and radio programs. Please join me in welcoming the very busy D. Roy Murdoch.